Tune into the Dad Couch,
where we're here to celebrate fathers and give them their flowers.
And we'll be giving you two different perspectives on the good, the bad, and the ugly of fatherhood,
while shining light on current events, personal experiences, and iconic moments in pop culture,
and how they apply to fathers and their relationship with their kids. Please hit the like button, subscribe, and hit the bell for notifications.
And leave a comment to show your support.
My guy.
Let's go.
I got it. My man Bird. What's the word, bro?
Eating his pizza. You know what I'm saying?
I see
hungry
you.
Hungry as hell.
Gungle.
We got a bird. What's going on, man? How you?
How was chilling, your week, man? Bro? My week been good, bro. My week been good. Can't complain.
Okay, I like that.
You know.
Where you been, bro? What's going on? Follow Speedo at SPDO on IG and all social platforms.
That's what's up. Appreciate it, man. Follow Birdie _ up on all social platforms.
What's going on?
Get it, man. Just chilling, man. Just trying to live life and do what I have to do.
Okay, Flock in the building. What's going on, Flock? See, Speedo had a mellow week. How your week was?
Man, it was the same. Just as mellow, man.
Sky's lying. Let me tell you,
you're a liar. This shit been hectic.
He was free this weekend. He was wilding. Shit was lit.
Connect wasn't there.
I'ma tell the truth, bro.
Nigga said party. Let's all get wasted.
Connect, what's up? Wasn't you on vacation? Connect in the building.
Finally came back.
Wilding. Flock went to DC. Was wilding.
He did everything.
Full back. Party
worked, came back, work on the Dad Couch, worked in his other job, just doing all types of shit. Your shit is all.
What's going on with you? How was your vacation?
It was good, man.
Connect in the building.
Okay, you heard what she said.
It was good.
Couple weekends.
You know, couple weekends back to back.
You know, like Drake.
Little jet setting. You
know, okay.
It was good. I had a good time. I did miss you guys.
Okay, that's what's up.
We miss you too, man.
Yeah, we shouted you out.
Definitely miss you.
Had some special guests. I seen y'all had Jay Sean on the couch.
Yeah, shout out to my son.
You know what I mean? Give me.
Y'all couldn't FaceTime connect. Y'all know I had.
We did FaceTime.
Nah, you was busy. You was at Lights Out. You was all types of stuff.
You know?
You done had no service back in the mountains and woods where you was at.
Two back-to-back weekends, back-to-back. A lot of stuff happening.
Good stuff, big stuff, man. Appreciate that.
For real, man.
So what you been up to, Speed? Let me put me up to what's going on?
Man, nothing much,
Mother's Day.
Coming up.
You know, holidays.
Holidays coming up, but I think Mother's Day is every day for me, man.
For you?
That's how I see it, yeah.
So how do you celebrate Mother's Day? Since it's every day?
It depends. You just give a gift, you know. That's it. You give a gift and you ask if this is what you want. Some mothers be like, no, I don't want nothing. Be humble with it. So, all right, no doubt.
So, all right, when you had your son, you was young.
Yeah.
So, was you a good gifter back then? Or
hell no.
What did you get her for her first Mother's Day?
I didn't get nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Not a card? You could have made a card yourself. Like,
I know, but I felt like, I don't know. I don't even remember, bro. I don't think I gave her anything.
You remember everything else, but you can't remember this. Somebody's lying.
Let me tell you something. You're a liar.
Somebody's lying. I just said that. All right, cool.
I don't even remember,
okay,
bro.
Okay.
It was so long ago.
Let me ask Flock a question.
Give sure, feel free.
You grew up in a household with this guy. Did you see, like, what did you witness your father give your mother for Father's Day?
Your pops.
Like, because it got to be, I got to learn it from somewhere, how to gift a woman, like, fathers,
no,
right?
No. No, I think you just gift a woman, you know, you just get creative and just give her. I don't
what
think you have to learn it from
your father give your
pops.
Mother for Mother's Day?
He gave her some flowers and chocolate, maybe. I don't remember. I wasn't too focused on that.
You remember the birthdays?
I don't remember that even.
I gotta give it to my son, bro.
I know I've been a good gift giver personally.
Okay, what you gave your moms at least for Mother's Day?
Oh, like, money. I usually give them money for the most
you cash
part.
Out?
I mostly cash out.
Sending
the cash nowadays is cash out. Cash out. Because my mother, like, I done gave her, you know, from luxury sneakers to jewelry, all types of stuff. But
purses. My mom don't want Cash App. She think the phone stole her money.
But my mother be so quick to when I give her a gift, she'd be like, "How much money you spend on that? Just give me the money." Mm. So I'd be like, I just learned to just be like, all right. I stopped getting so creative and just give her money.
You might not be as creative as you think.
I don't know. If you think designer bags and jewelry and high end sneakers is not creative.
She don't care about that.
She probably does. Yeah, but she actually likes designer stuff. I know she a foreigner, but she be into it.
Okay. Okay. So you didn't see your pops get your moms anything for Mother's Day? You didn't get your baby moms anything for her first Mother's Day?
I don't remember. I don't recall.
What's the best Mother's Day gift you gave your child's mother? If you could remember any.
I gave a couple gifts, man.
Like what? Like what was some exotic gifts from Speedo?
Concert tickets.
Okay, what row? The nosebleeds?
Nah, the front.
Mezzanine?
The front.
VIP? Front row?
We did VIPs too.
Like, he opened it up.
We definitely did VIPs too.
So
like, Kevin Hart was a VIP.
For Mother's Day? Kevin Hart?
I think so. I think that was. Massages, like.
All right, on Mother's Day, who goes harder in the bedroom, the guy or the girl? Like,
no,
you gotta go.
You gotta, harder? Yeah, you gotta, you know, lay it down, give her, you pretty much baby her, you know.
Okay.
Give her roses, flowers.
So you did that? You did roses and flowers?
Of course, I've done roses and flowers.
Okay, I
do roses regular. Oh, you spill it, spilly guy. You know, we get the flowers. And the cards and stuff like that, and give.
Okay.
Make sure the kids give their mom something.
Okay. My first, I gave my Tanya, I gave her like a diamond necklace, pendant, heart shit.
The first Mother's Day?
Yeah, I went hard.
It's lit.
Yeah, all my checks.
Shout out to you,
bro. 2-3 checks and some shit. You know what I'm saying? I went her first Mother's Day gift was fire.
Shout out to you, man.
I think I got her bracelet too, like a diamond bracelet or some dumb shit like that.
That's lit.
Yeah, I was getting crazy.
About the following years.
Yeah, like the following. I think like another year I got her bracelet. Yeah,
it
was fire.
Yeah, I gave too many gifts.
That's just getting her cards because the Father's Day
why are you going hard if it doesn't add up? It can't be reciprocated, right? Nah, but I gave a lot of gifts, bro.
Now, as far as my gift then was, I was OD. I felt like I'm OD, like, because Father's Day,
she ain't reciprocating. That's fucked up.
I don't know.
That's fucked up. What you mean? Yeah, that's fucked up. You know,
it's all good,
but it happens sometimes.
Flock and Speedo, y'all don't recall your dad do anything for your mom. What about you, Birdie?
My pops didn't give my mom nothing for Mother's Day. I don't even think he don't even celebrate Mother's Day. I don't even think he even know what
they,
that was.
Nah, they foreigners, so they really don't. They just be.
What you want me to do? And then they be like, "You not gifting right, but uh-huh. I don't know nothing about my pops." My pops and my mom's for 100 years, and he ain't get her nothing for. I guess it works.
I guess it
works. You get what I'm saying? But I fucked up for that. Am I wrong for that?
Yep, you wrong, bro.
But what you mean? I got my baby mom's mad gifts. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you ain't keep it up.
Yeah, what you mean? God, strange, bro. Like, what guy's doing?
He made an effort. He just didn't keep it up.
Yeah, cause for valid reasons, my gifts was in, so I just started giving her same shit. Give me cars. I give you cars. $100 here, $100. It's nothing. Like,
that's it, right? Hey, reciprocate. I ain't mad at you, bro.
Word. I thought it was. You know what I'm saying? Like.
It's supposed to be a gift for a gift, right?
I thought it was
a gift for a gift. Can I get
gift
something
mania?
Nice?
Right? You saw me.
you expected the wham bam, the balloons, yeah, and everything.
I didn't get none of that. So,
but Father's Day really don't get something.
So what's your best Father's Day gift? I got
my best Father's Day gift.
We even spoke about this.
Yeah, we did. Mine was fire. My best Father's Day gift was fire. It was cool.
Yeah, I think you got in trouble for talking about this last episode.
I didn't get in trouble. I don't usually get in trouble, but it was fire, mom.
What are we doing this year for Father's Day? I seen a couple of softball tournaments that I probably...
A couple things.
try to get down with hosting and all of that. So what do you think would be a Flock? What do you think? You got your father to be. You got input on this. What would you think would be a good Father's Day like shebang?
Due to COVID, a barbecue and all that would have been fire. But you know, depending how it's gonna go. Because you know,
we from Brooklyn, bro. What are you talking about, bro? This guy's crazy. What do you mean?
Just saying.
6 feet. Basketball tournament would be dope. You want a basketball?
Basketball music, a little something like that.
I'm on the injury list, so I'll coach, bro. I'll ref.
Definitely ain't playing, you know what bro.
I mean? Nah, refing, they doing too much. They got to run. I'll sideline, be a coach.
I just will beat it. I'll have a team too, right? Just have a team. I just want to have a team.
I have my team versus your team.
That's
you
it.
Know what I mean, man.
There you go. Let's get it.
We could always play card games.
Nobody wants to see Spades, bro. Spades is a different type of animal here.
Old man game.
Spades is a different animal. And nobody wants dirty hearts. Nobody wants no jail hearts. It's a different type of animal.
Do you post your baby moms on Mother's Day?
I never posted any of them.
How do you feel about that?
I don't feel anyways. IG.
Do they post you for Father's Day?
No.
Okay. Flock, how do you feel about that? if your wife didn't post you for Father's Day and you was a father, how would you feel? Would you feel offended a little bit or no?
Nah,
because
she could have.
But she posted Jay-Z on his birthday.
That's a fact. But you post Jay-Z on his birthday.
Hey yo, post. I'm from Brooklyn.
Look. Do your kid's mother post you on Father's Day?
I don't know, I don't follow her.
Oh. Have you ever posted? Have you ever posted? Would you be upset?
What? What's the question?
Would you be upset if she didn't post you on Father's Day?
Nah, she don't post me. Period. Like, she don't post me, so.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so
would you post her on Mother's Day?
I have.
You have, right?
Yeah. Did I keep it up?
Shout out to you, Bird.
No.
Shout out to you for posting your kid's mother on Mother's Day. Some people do that. Some people do not.
Some people do. Some people. I don't post my family and shit like that. Really. I have a highlight of it, but that's what they post. You know what I'm saying? I'm just highlighting what they post.
I post my daughter and my son.
Them like that, you know?
That's what I usually post.
Social media, but I will post him, and I will also like my posts, is all I'm saying.
Oh, now she won. Now she won. Now she won her post. Now she won a post. Now she cares about posting.
This the new situation, so does it matter?
It don't matter to me personally.
I know she's gonna do it though. She's more social media active than me.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter to me personally.
I don't really care about it either, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, if she didn't do it in real life person, then it would be more effective than a post.
How about if it's the other way around? Like, if she didn't do it in real life, but she bigs you up crazy on Facebook on IG, does it matter?
Yeah, I don't want no big up on IG. I'd rather in real life. Or social media, I don't care nothing.
But she get mad clout like 1,000.
I don't care how much clout she can get, boy. I don't care how much clout.
Yo,
you're
talking about you, but you listen, gotta. If you she gotta even think if she the new kid,
listen. Even if she was,
you would have to.
Let's say, my kid's mother was a.
How about your kids? Social media. Do your kids post you on Father's Day? How you feel about that?
I don't feel no way either.
No way.
Nah, and I'd rather. Like an intimate, like I'm sorry, in real life.
I'm sorry, I had to cut you off. You was about to say something though.
No, I haven't. Like that never occurred. What I was saying was, even if they were like a big influencers, whether my kid or my kid's mother, they were influencers. Like I wouldn't care if they post me. Period. On Father's Day or not, they ain't got to.
If there was big,
I'd rather them show me the love in real life.
Post me, I'd have felt the way.
Nah.
Then I would have felt the way.
And did or didn't.
And did not. Then I would have felt the way.
Like, what
if my baby mom was a big influencer, and that's the word, right? That's how you say it?
Influencer. Yeah,
I said it right. Yeah. Okay, you see, I struggled, right? So if my baby mom was a big influencer and didn't post me on Father's Day, I'd have felt the way.
That's crazy. Wow.
Because like you on a big stage now. Like I am your baby father. Because if I'm not there, you're gonna curse me out.
That's sending out a public message.
Yeah, because if I wasn't there and I wasn't doing my shit, you'd have used that platform to kill me. So now the day I'm supposed to be like I'm a full time dad, nigga. Like, but what if respect me.
What if she don't post her family and shit? Then you still gonna be offended?
If the whole page coincide with it, then yeah. But if I see you like bigging up my nephews for their birthdays and stuff like that, nah, of course I get that. I need that. Let me get that.
So I need that. Take a product place for y'all.
Word. Let me get that.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel
I'll feel away. Well, that's just it. But
that,
you know what
that, that is what it is. That's your take on it.
Okay, question two. You got the.
I had a random question. It wasn't about Father's Day or Mother's Day. I was just thinking about it because I was out of town, you know?
All right.
And I was wondering if you guys, like, would keep your children for your, if the mother of your child wanted to go out of town or if she wanted to go on a date. Like, what are your limitations for, like, helping her out when she needs to do stuff?
Let me tell you something. I kept my kid for a whole month in a different state. So like I said.
For whatever the reason was.
I kept her because she wanted to go somewhere, help her out. Let me take her.
I'm not watching the kids on Mother's Day so you go out with no other nigga. What the fuck is going on?
No, she said just mom. In general.
Not necessarily.
She said just watch the kids in general.
Oh, that was a random question. Yeah. That wasn't Mother's Day related.
No, she said it wasn't.
I said that before. I said
all right, I'm just related. Right. I'm just.
Random question.
All right,
I was out of town, so I'm like, what if
your
baby mom went out of town? Would you, like, what are your limitations on how you would help her out?
There is none. I'm going to help out. I'll help out. There is none.
What if she went on a vacation?
Yeah, there is none. She's supposed to do your thing. I got you. It's kids.
So how is that different from the Mother's Day?
For Mother's Day? Yeah. I'm not helping on no Mother's Day. You getting your cheeks bust, but like...
I'm sick of burst.
Nah, bro. Take her out for Mother's Day.
Nah, boy. And that nigga gotta do all the fucking arrangements. What they gotta do with me? I ain't got nothing to do with that. The fuck? Not assisting you getting your shit clapped, bro.
So what about Valentine's Day?
It's even worse. What do you mean? Can't call me.
So she don't even got to mention the date. Just bird, I need you to watch the kids.
You can't even, don't even call me on Father, on Valentine. On Valentine's Day? My baby moms can't even, don't even be calling me for it. Like, tell me. I don't even expect a text from her. Like, would you expect your baby moms to text you on Valentine's Day?
Not usually, no.
Not
usually.
Say happy Valentine's Day.
I never text you happy Valentine's Day. Don't say that, bro.
Not usually. Not usually.
Lies a liar. you go to usually. Random people, happy Valentine's Day. Yeah. Nah, I don't say New Year's, nigga.
Yeah, not usually. That's not the usual thing. No, if I ain't like, dealing with her.
Like, I got plans this weekend. It just so happens to be Valentine's Day. Would you peep it or you'd be like, nah.
I'm not with the swindle.
You know what I'm saying? No swindling here.
Nah, bro. I ain't assisting with that.
Nigga say I'm not mature
enough. You know what I'm saying? Nah, not mature enough. Not over here. But let me see. Did I ever see... What Father's Day did you ever see on the screen? Like, we don't really... There's no show that really represent, like... That big of Father's Day, like
at
show.
All, bro. Like, I don't
not even in Martin. Like, Martin didn't really have a big Father's Day episode.
No, I didn't.
Oh, but him and the kid, remember?
What? Martin, I don't want to go to Arizona.
Yeah, I just didn't want to go to Arizona.
I don't want to go to Arizona.
It was just a regular episode.
Yeah, we spoke.
Nah, that was just a regular. That's iconic. That was an iconic. Yeah. That was an iconic episode, but that wasn't like no Father's
Day.
Yeah,
but I was saying, like, Martin don't really big up fathers, because he wasn't a father. He was.
Those, at all.
Yeah, he was in the father on that show, so. And the only episode I can remember was the one with the little boy.
The crazy part, the only thing I really see Father's Day in television back then was commercials, but I don't really watch TV now, so I don't know what they do now.
So what, no show represented
Probably
Father's
Black-ish
Day?
Blackish did, right? Didn't Blackish have an episode, Kendra?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't watch the news thing so much, so I don't really know.
What was Carl's wife's name? And Was
Harriet.
Harriet didn't get him nothing for Father's Day?
Oh, Harriet was a lit
wife. That's why they kicked her off the show. That's why.
Harriet was a lit wife, yo.
That she was. She held my son down.
Harriet held him down.
Yeah. But
Will Smith is when
they
kicked the
Dawson. She never came downstairs in nothing sexy, though. Harry. Like, never came down. Everybody, ooh, never.
And the claps and the audio in the background.
That's because you was into Laura, though. Nobody
never wasn't into Laura like
you
that.
You ain't fuck with Laura?
Nah.
Who'd you fuck with?
I'd rather, what's her name? Myra.
Myra?
Yeah.
You fuck with Myra?
I fucked with Myra. You ain't
over
fuck with
Laura?
Myra?
Yeah. Not over Laura, though.
Yeah.
Not over Laura.
Laura looked like she just gave a crazy neck.
I don't care. I fuck with Laura all day, bro.
There's another one that was bad.
Oh.
That Waldo's Father Geraldo.
Oh, you talking about the little sister?
No, Waldo's
Father. I seen her porn. You talking about her?
Nah, Waldo's Father Geraldo chick. The
Maxine.
The Maxine, the little dumb chick.
She was yeah, but she was fake. She was fake trash though.
The ditzy.
I
fuck with Laura all the way, really. Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
On Family Matters, Laura was.
Oh, you some Steve? You was rooting for Steve?
Definitely. I sure was. Steve is my guy. And then he turned the step on. It was even crazier.
He sucked his dick that night.
It was over. He had. He
definitely kidding.
He got it.
She did it in front of everybody.
He got it. He got it.
Crazy in front of everybody.
He got
the
it.
The little sister do porn. Where do you think she learned it from, huh?
That's put
the
crazy. Stuff together. Put them together.
The grandmother was an OG. She's an OG.
OG, boy. With the glasses, right?
The little sister. The sister was. Rachel was. Come on. Rachel had a nigga every day pulling up.
Yo, Rachel was a.
Come on.
Rachel was daddy
come
body.
Come on,
boy.
Bro. You know what I'm saying?
The mother was the.
The mother was the only one trying to not go the path of the women.
Rest of them.
You gotta understand what Family Matters was talking about, bro. Like, don't.
Yo, that shit was different, bro.
Steve was trying to save her, bro. She wasn't trying to get saved. Laura had mad niggas.
Yeah.
She was trying to be for the streets.
She wanted to be for the streets.
She had mad niggas.
But she wanted the streets until Stephon. Yeah, she want the streets, B. Sometimes they want the streets.
You think the niggas she picked was cute? Laura niggas.
I mean, some of them.
Which one? You don't remember none of them?
She only remember Stephon.
She only remember Stephon?
See?
He had the coolest intro, I guess. Right?
I wasn't rooting for Steve, but I definitely as soon as he was Stephon, it was like, all right, but
damn, all y'all necked him? Or was he? He did that? See, everybody?
All the girls watched
in the 90s? All the 90s?
Loved Stephon, yep.
That's crazy.
He spin the show on him?
Yeah, but that's the only, like, get to talk. I don't know no iconic. There's no iconic.
I did a quick little Google. Just to answer your question, Black-ish. It's funny. So they had an episode called Daddy's Day, right? And as Dre accurately points out in this episode, Father's Day is frequently overshadowed by Mother's Day.
All the time.
Due to the two being so close together, right? A month apart. So he decides to change things by creating a new holiday, Daddy's Day, in October. So he was like,
totally different.
I seen what's that movie they had I think he's in it too, right? Daddy Daycare.
He did Daddy Daycare with Eddie Murphy.
Is Daddy Daycare?
Yeah.
No, not Daddy Daycare. Not
was it Eddie?
The shit with him, Eddie Griffin.
It was Eddie Griffin.
Baby Daddy.
Yeah. So I can understand. Is it correlation, right? I didn't really like that movie. You like that movie?
Nah, that movie was kind of dirty.
Was it cliche? That's a word, right?
Cliche.
Added to the list.
Yeah, that was like a halfway.
Yeah,
a halfway. Daddy's putting, you know, like how you feel about like have. Oh, Flock, I got a question for you. How you feel about
questionnaire?
How you feel about when your baby arrives? You putting the baby on your chest like a little kangaroo. How you feel about that?
Carrying
a baby like a kangaroo.
A baby carrier.
Like on the chest. Strap him on the chest. Yeah. He a new age dad.
You used to play with that?
No, I never really played with that.
I ain't like none of that shit.
I think it's cute.
I ain't like the strollers. I ain't like the bassinets.
How you ain't like strollers?
I don't mind strollers.
Like
I'm good on
shit.
Strollers.
I couldn't wait till that era was over.
You just rather carry the baby?
That's it.
Carry
let me just.
Me too. I'd rather walk.
Thug it out.
I'd rather let them walk with me, but I'll fuck with the strollers.
First of all, I can't finish this episode without talking about how cute y'all look. Yeah, so we didn't. Since we didn't talk about any trending topics this episode,
okay.
Y'all know Bill Gates and Melinda Gates are getting divorced.
Bill Gates, that's. How much is Bill Gates is worth right now? Is he still the richest?
A billion bills. I don't know. He's worth still a lot. He's third probably.
Somebody fact check that right
Bezos
now.
Bezos probably like 100 billion.
Who's the, is he the richest?
But Bill right Gates now? Is probably like number five. He's still in the high billies, bro.
129.9.
That's a high billy.
129 billion.
Billion, bro.
Is that's in crypto or in, what's that? Okay.
And net worth. That's okay. Net worth. That's okay. Net worth.
All right, so he's up there. He's still up there. He's still number one, or is he like?
Are he like fourth or fifth?
Melinda Gates.
Who knows it? Is somebody in the room a professional? What's going on? Could we know what number he is?
He's like, number three.
What's going on? Is there a professor in the building?
He's number. I think he's number three. I think it's Bezos.
Who's number one? I want to know number one too, because I want to know who I need to rob. What's going on? All right, who?
Second is Elon Musk.
Number one is who? Sorry,
Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
Then Elon Musk.
Tesla.
Then Bernard Arnault.
Okay, however you spell, I'm gonna holler at him.
Then it's Mark Zuckerberg.
Bill Gates is four.
Fourth.
Yeah.
And Facebook is five.
Facebook five.
All right, I see. Warren Buffett, I know I got six. A book. You see what I mean?
Face the book.
All right, so he's number four, mm-hmm. And he's getting a divorce.
Yeah,
with his wife.
Uh-huh. And, that's and crazy.
How rich is she?
She's as rich as he is.
First of all, they didn't have a prenup.
No prenup. Because he was a bum ass nigga when she was letting him be. Or no?
Yeah, since college.
My son been bred it up. When she met him?
He had money, but his parents had money. His parents had money, but...
But her dad probably had money, too, so... Was he bred it up when she let him kill?
No, he was dealing with her since college, bro.
So she didn't...
He was loaded from the time...
Yeah, but he was messing with her since college. He met her in college.
He wasn't a billionaire, but he had the...
Hold on, when they was working, they worked. They definitely was working.
Microsoft and shit.
Yeah.
So she ready. So she locked it in already.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to her.
But she had bread, too, though.
But also, no prenup.
Okay.
She ain't asking for nothing.
She got bread, bro.
What you mean she ain't asking for nothing?
She don't want nothing.
She got bread.
Away from this nigga. She tired of him. They done raised their kids. Then I came out with this vaccine. She was like, all
right,
I'm done with
you.
She
got the damn, but they got the Bill Melinda Foundation. That's theirs.
They said they're still going
to
work on stuff.
They got to. All their money's going right there.
So this just happened. Like,
if he passed away, his bread's going right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. Yo, the memes is killing them, bro. They got Future on there. That shit crazy. I was weak, boy.
Their marriage is irretrievably damaged.
Okay. Wow. What does that mean?
How you feel about that?
I would never saw that coming, but Bill Gates?
Yeah.
And her? Nah, I never saw it coming.
I feel cool about it, you know.
Because
she didn't take his bread. She didn't take the half.
Maybe it took some.
Nah,
I think it was some time. Obviously, it had to been time.
Technology is going to another level right now.
She didn't take half. Is what I'm impressed about.
She,
you know what I'm saying?
Long as she ain't taking half, that shit.
No, but she. I mean, first of all, she's gonna get something.
They're regardless,
if they split it evenly. She would get $65 billion.
Would she be the most richest female in the world right now?
Yep. Yep. Yeah,
who's number one female right now?
Is it
Michael Jordan wife up there, right?
Hell no.
She got a, is she like one of the largest?
Hell no. Divorce? No. Who was the largest divorce back in the time was Bob Johnson's wife.
Mm.
She had the biggest at 1.2 billion. 1.2. And then
Francoise Betancourt Mayers.
What's her name?
Francoise.
I think she related to me. Matter of fact, that's my auntie.
She's still number one.
That's my auntie. Oh, what's her name?
So
how she spell her name? How she spell Francoise?
Yo, boy, that's your auntie. Yo,
C-O-I-S.
E-E-S-T.
There's an extra E in my name's
going. Oh, shit. Yo, tell your auntie to give us some bread, bro. We
auntie,
need some
you see the
billion.
Show.
The auntie, please. She give us some billies,
come
auntie.
On, man.
She's the world's wealthiest woman.
She's
a L'Oreal.
So, Melinda,
she's
lit.
She's black?
She lit.
She's black.
So, no. 73.6 billion.
Oh,
no.
She's
not black.
Lit. No.
But European.
Yeah.
She's not.
Yeah,
she's something. She colored. Look, she
yeah,
a little.
That's what I'm trying to
she
say.
Colored. She from France. France. She French.
Yeah, so, you know.
Next is Walmart Air.
We try.
But the crazy part is, so Melinda's not going to be richer than her, but she'll be the second.
She'll be second. Because Walmart heir Alice Walton.
She in the 50s, right?
61.8.
Oh yeah, so she'll be second. That's lit. She still be up there. Shout out to Melinda. Yo, you should have. Who?
Mackenzie Scott, $53 billion, the ex-wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know she came up. She came up. She even number three. That's crazy. Where Michael Jordan wife at?
Never. Nowhere there. No. Michael Jordan dropped. He wasn't even a billion. Why is wife gonna be a billion?
He not a billion no more.
He wasn't when he got now. When she took. He was 400 million. He was like almost a billion. She took half, so he went to 400. Then he came back up.
Damn.
So his ex wife, his kid's mom. So she nowhere near there, bro.
Okay.
She ain't nowhere near no billion.
Lady who own M&M and Skittles, lady whose family owns casinos. All right,
Michael Jordan wife, she's down the list right now.
She's not on the list. Right. She's not on the top 20.
Billion,
that's so Oprah. Kanye West got more money than her.
Oh yeah. Kanye West got more money than mad people now.
Kanye West got more money. Come on, Kanye. Shout out to Kanye, man. People don't like to give Kanye his flowers. Shout out to Kanye, man. Shout out to Kanye, man. Made history. That's why I'm shouting out. Kanye West.
Nah, yeah, shout out to Kanye. Word.
Made history. Nobody give him his flowers. He need his flowers. Shout out to Kanye.
What happened to his pops? Where his pops at?
His pops, I don't know. He don't know his pops.
About
his
pops, right?
How about that?
At all, bro.
That's a divorce.
It was his mom. Mm. Oh, Kim K?
He getting divorced, right?
Probably.
She about to get that too, right?
Yeah, she about to get it, but it don't matter. Kanye still going to give up. That's what happens, bro.
I don't know. Kanye, he gonna have his day in court.
It's all good.
No, bro. I got you, bro.
He gonna shoot back. He gonna shoot for the stars again.
And it's not like you don't know about it. You already rapped about this already, so you expect this to happen. So. You know what I'm saying? You taught me the game.
Comes with the territory, man.
Yeah.
Kids got three?
Three, I think. Or four.
Yeah, he locked in.
That shit different.
Yeah.
He didn't want his kids to be on the spotlight and the show and all that.
Yeah, that's what he didn't want her to do. But I don't know if she was with the shit. Her putting them kids in there. I remember her daughter asked her, "Mommy, why are you famous?"
You on the show?
Yeah. Nigga asked her why she famous. That shit was crazy. Listen, I don't know how she broke it down, but it's all good, but. It's all for the books, man. It's another one. We'll catch y'all next week. Tune in.
Oh, you trying to
wrap it up? To the dad couch.
All right.